Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and it's the Breaking It Down podcast hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quicker than a car chase through the city. If you miss it, archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in the place, hand off the mic, special guest, Spencer Reyes, New Jersey Devils mascot and stuff, just so blessed to do this every couple weeks with the Devils and stuff, and just an honor to add another team to the forefront of Mancini Media, along with the Pittsburgh Pirates and San Francisco Giants. Spence, first of all, how are you this morning from Jersey?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good on an off day. I just want to say one thing, Devil mascot assistant, not the mascot.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I set that bar high. I understand it, but I'm trying to give you props all the way around, my friend. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Into production and broadcasting as well. So I'm going to my Instagram, spencer.n.reyes, and all my content's on my website as well. And it's right on that Instagram profile.
Oh. Hey, your boys are out here. I'll see them when they play the Kings. But you guys are on a three-game West Coast road trip. You trounced the Sharks the other night, 7-2. Now the second of the road trip takes you to Anaheim. It's almost like a payback because I know my wife's birthday, December 17th, the Ducks came out there and Adam Henrik scored a hat-trick, the former Devil, 5-1 win. So I guess what's on the minds of the Devils is to pay these guys back for everything they did to you guys in Jersey and then enjoy Disneyland too.
100%. I agree. I mean, it was a tough loss at home against Anaheim, and you hope that they can kind of steamroll the West, the three-game stretch they have out there after winning 7-2 against the Sharks. So 12 guys end up touching the puck and getting points there out of 18. You can't ask for anything more.
Well, and not only that, when you look at this road trip, it's crucial because when you come back home, you got Florida, St. Louis, and Carolina. So, you know, no rest for the weary. I mean, they're coming into your backyard, but at the same time, you want to secure some points. When you look at, you know, you guys, you're fighting to get back into the playoff picture. You're currently 5 points behind Philly, and you still got games. I mean, we just turned the page now, and we're March 1st today. So I think every game now is crucial, and you want to stay within striking distance. And another thing on this question, too, Spencer, is By fighting right now to get into playoffs, you're ready for the playoffs more so than the teams that are sitting there currently just saying, okay, we got a 15-point lead, we can kind of cruise, kind of hard to turn it back on. So a two-point question for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would definitely agree, and I'd hope that that'd be the mindset going in for a team kind of like the Devils, where they're looking, just like you said, kind of hungry for that playoff spot. They're going to keep trying to play every single game, get that win, where you kind of hope that a team cruising kind of slips off a little bit, loses momentum, but yeah, that would be the idea, definitely, for a team like Devils moving into the playoffs.
Yeah, and look at you guys, man. Jesper Bratt, 61 points on the season, followed by Hughes, 55. Even though Hughes has missed 16 games this season due to injury, that's got to be something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he comes off the three-point performance against the Sharks. The thing that's really surprising is, and I really like, is Nico Dawes, the goaltender. 8 of the last 9 games he started in a stretch of like 7 in a row. So you guys are getting some solid goaltending too.
Yeah, as of recent, he's been playing pretty well. I mean, he was kind of thrown to the Wolves last season with some injuries, and the season before that just a little bit. But now it's kind of like honing in a little bit, and hopefully the defense can back him up and help him out even more on this, like, last month or so of a stretch.
Okay, now when you get Anaheim's coming off a win last night. They beat the Sharks 6-4 at San Jose. You guys have been off, I believe, since Tuesday, so you guys are well mm-hmm. rested. When you get a team like this that's played the night before, I know it's a short trip from San Jose, 45-minute flight, to Anaheim back, but I guess the mindset is jumping on a team from the start because they could their legs could be a little tired. Am I on to something?
You're definitely right. I mean, it's gone against the Devils. I believe they've kind of struggled this year with back-to-back games. I've had quite a few of them this season, and usually that second game, they're a little bit slower coming out. Even if they're both at home, it's just kind of harder to get the legs moving when you have back-to-backs.
Now, when you look at Anaheim, do you kind of look at yourself? Because they got a good future ahead of them, just like you do. Trevor Zegras, Mason McTavish, Leo Carlson, and then they pick up the all-star guy that they picked up from the Rangers, Frank Vatrano. This is a team that, you know, the future looks bright for them.
Yeah, and they look pretty solid. As far as the future, they could definitely blossom out and become a playoff contender pretty soon.
Right. I'll tell you the one guy I like that you guys have, the former King, the former Flame, Tyler Toffoli. He is just amazing.
Yeah.
He'll be coming back to face his old team against the Kings. This is another payback thing because the Kings pulled that game out in your backyard. So it's almost like the revenge tour in Southern California in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. I like it. Hopefully they can get the 3 wins there. And Toffoli, he's a great asset to the team, really good veteran, and a locker room leader for sure.
Yeah, when you look at it, and we're kind of talked about it in the pre-chat. I said the team to watch out for maybe in the East. A lot of people look at Florida. A lot of people look at Boston. A lot of people are saying Carolina. There's something about Toronto, and I'm going to stay with Toronto because I had them to start the year. I said this is a team. They're solid in everything. Maybe the goaltending's been a little inconsistent of late, but this is a team that you got to watch out for. Other than the Devils in your backyard, is there any other team that maybe people are overlooking that you keep an eye on these guys in the East?
I think it's pretty interesting. The Islanders, they've been kind of moving along the whole season. They have so many overtime losses that contribute to a point each. There's someone that I don't know if they'd make it far in the playoffs, but they could definitely snag a spot on the wild card if they get hot at the end.
Yeah, that's a good – yeah, they really – you know, when you look at the Islanders, you know, picking up Patrick Waugh as a coach, making that – I love his style in Montreal and going over to Colorado and stuff. I just like this guy, and you're right, you know. And it's nice to see, you know, you guys, the Islanders in there, and then you got the Rangers, you know, the three of you guys supporting that whole New York, New Jersey metro area there. That's just simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How about surprises in the West? We talked about this the last time. I'm going to still stick with Vegas, but watch out for Dallas. I think there's these inconsistencies with the Kings. Is there another team that we might have to look out for and nobody's talking about in the West?
I'd say Dallas and Vegas are awesome, like great picks. But when you look at the wild card, two teams or at least three teams that are fighting out for it, the Flames, Blues, and Kraken are all tied up at 63. I would say Kraken move closer and closer towards that playoff bubble.
Yeah, Philip Grubauer is something else, the former Capital, former Avalanche goaltender, shut out the Penguins last night. So, yeah, that's Seattle. And, you know, when you look at these teams, these expansion teams, you know, years ago, I can remember teams coming into the league and maybe, you know, 8 wins, 9 wins, laughing stock and everything. These teams coming in now into the league, man, they're almost like they haven't missed a beat. We saw the thing in Vegas, how that one was built. We're seeing it in Seattle. You know, when you look at expansion for the future of the NHL, we've talked about that and seen it in baseball, maybe moving into Nashville and Salt Lake City and Charlotte and stuff. Do you see anything? Because I think when I look at expansion in the NHL, I think it'd be very important for the NHL to get back in Quebec City. Is there any city that maybe we're overlooking that maybe they need to get the NHL down there?
So when you're looking at cities now in the NHL, you have 32 teams, you're matching football. Now you're kind of tied for the most teams in North American sports. There's not too many cities you can go to. I kind of agree with Quebec. I saw Utah that's being pushed pretty hard by the Utah Jazz. I forgot the name of their arena, but their owner of the arena and the Utah Jazz NBA were both really heavily pushing for it. I don't know if I could find a sleeper pick just yet because I don't think they're going to go back to Atlanta, to be all honest with you, unless it's an AHL move. But I would put my money on Utah as the next team.
Yeah, and when you look at okay, Utah, and I'm going to throw one to you with about 5 minutes left in this great interview. Mm-hmm. New Orleans has always been a great minor league, and, you know, people have supported that, kind of like the Savannah Bananas and minor league in baseball. Why isn't New Orleans being mentioned? Because I think New Orleans, if they're going to support hockey down there in the minors, I'm pretty darn sure they could support a NHL team. I would have to throw, you know, New Orleans in there. Am I on to something there?
That's honestly not a bad move, going down to Louisiana, get some hockey down there, change up the vibes a little bit. I'm not aware of any minor league teams that are around that area as far as hockey, but it could possibly thrive.
Yeah, and then we've seen, you know, like in San Diego, the Barracudas and stuff over mm-hmm. the years, and the Gulls, and but I think the proximity to closer to Anaheim, that could be, detrimental. Portland would be a beneficial because Portland closer to Seattle, Vancouver. But when you look at this thing, I think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where the NHL is going to go, don't you?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where they're going to go. I think this move is going to take a little bit longer than people expect because the Kraken are kind of fresh and new, their third season in the league. I think we might have to hold off the horses for like 4 or 5 years and keep talking about it. But I think as the years come, it's going to be a lot closer of a picture of where we're going to be moving.
Yeah, and I think the NHL is on solid footing when you look at it. I mean, you know, everything is getting situated. Hopefully the thing in Arizona can get situated. And when you look around the league, I mean, everything can get, you know, to the point where, you know, some of the other sports, when we look at it, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on in Tampa. Do we have games played in Montreal? Football, I know the TV contracts have kept that thing solid, and solidifying things there. Basketball, you know, it becomes a question mark to a certain extent. But I think the one thing in hockey, if they can figure out, the Arizona situation and lock that thing down, that would be good. And also expansion, maybe to get back into Hartford. And maybe, you know, the thing there, the proximity to Boston and New York would be a problem there. But, boy, the Hartford Whalers, I remember those guys vividly.
Yeah, no, unfortunately wasn't alive for that, but I'm a huge fan of the Whalers. I have hats and T-shirts and the Brass Bonanza theme song. You can't get better than that.
Yeah.
I love the green and the blue.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, as we start to wrap this up, and I know you'll be there for the, you know, when the team comes back to Jersey to welcome the Florida Panthers in, and boy, has that team been a big grueling. They haven't missed anything. I thought, you know, you'd regress a little from the Stanley Cup, but they're hell-bent on getting back to the Stanley Cup, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, they're a pretty tough team. It's going to be a nice matchup to watch live.
Yeah. Okay, and I can't wait to do this again March 22nd. I enjoy you guys, the Devils, you being the assistant and the mascot, man, it's just amazing. Spencer, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you because I'm sure they will be because being a Devils guy there, you know, the Ranger guys come out, the Islanders, Flyers, everybody starts to come out talking hockey.
Oh, 100%, yeah. So, like I said earlier on Instagram, you go spencer.n.reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Click on the link over there. I got my profile set up, email as well, and a portfolio. So come check it out, and, we'll talk more.
Oh, I'm so blessed to do this with you every few weeks. He's Spencer Reyes in Jersey. Cheer the Devils. Get back there, and when they come back home, and will them on to the win over the Panthers. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Stay warm, my friend, and take care of the Ducks tonight.
Thank you. Hopefully we get to do that.
There he is. Have a good one, guys, and a safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in.